Very appropriate to have you here on President's Day.
Yeah, I think so. I'm very, very flattered that you asked, actually. It fits perfectly.
Hey, you know, when you started doing research with Bill in terms of the haunting of the president, I mean, how did that all come about, that evolution?
It came about because at some point, somewhere, I had done a radio show as a host, and somebody had mentioned about Lincoln predicting his own death. And it kind of made me curious, and I mentioned it to a couple of friends and heard from people who were listening. And somebody gave me as a gift the actual book, because where they found it, I don't know, because the Lincolns had a medium when they were in the White House. Mrs. Lincoln was a spiritualist, believed in this deeply. And this medium wrote a book, and somebody got me an original copy. And I said, you know, I wonder if this is true about the Lincolns, might it not also be true about other presidents? I just began to go through research and anything I could find about any president anywhere, and I talked to Bill, and Bill agreed with me it's worthwhile trying. So we went from literally George Washington to George Bush, and with rare exception, you find some evidence of the paranormal in every administration to live in the White House, and you find apparitions that appear to other people of countless numbers of late presidents and first ladies.
Now, were the apparitions primarily then of late presidents who died tragically, or all dead presidents?
That's a good question. The predominant apparition, and there have been so many reports of it, it seems just beyond statistical probability that they're all hallucination or legend or fabrication, is of course Abraham Lincoln. Andrew Jackson did not die tragically, but he does come back. But there is an interesting connection. It appears that the presidents who've returned as apparitions were presidents whose lives were either cut short or who come back at a time when there is some conflict going on. So, for example, it's not surprising that Andrew Jackson, for example, would have been seen in spirit during the Korean War. Not surprising that Lincoln came back strongly during World War II. Perhaps most of the sightings, or almost all of them, took place then. Huge numbers. And you begin to see, for example, Lyndon Johnson's apparition appears when George Bush, the first George Bush, is dealing with the Persian Gulf War in about 1990-91. So, yes, you're right. There is definitely a connection to tragedy from either that other side or from this side.
Joel, who sees the ghostly apparitions of the dead presidents? Other presidents that have, you know, Bill Clinton, has he seen them? You know, George W. Bush, his father, have they seen them? Or just spectators and people in the White House, the cooks, the staff? Who sees
them? The answer is yes to all of those. Former presidents have seen the apparitions of, for example, Lincoln. Now, Harry Truman is a good example. About, I guess it's a year or two ago, I don't think, it couldn't be more than 2 years ago, some documents were released that really were from Harry S. Truman's private diary. And Bill Burns, co-author, found them and forwarded them to me to share, and it was just after the book was released, so it was after 2003. And in the diary, remember, Harry Truman did not believe in any of this. He thought it was all nonsense, and he had a couple of other expletives deleted for it. And that was the way he, you know, he was kind of a...
Yeah, I could see him.
You could just imagine him saying that, you know. Ah, tell baloney, tell bull. That was Harry Truman. But he, in his diary, made an entry about hearing the strangest noises in the White House, and he says in the diary, damned if this old house isn't haunted. And he refers to the ghost of Lincoln. It's very clear that he's referring to the ghost of Lincoln. First ladies are a lot more open than the presidents for reasons of politics and offending voters of different groups and religions. And so you have Eleanor Roosevelt telling her husband that she has seen or heard Lincoln's ghost. Winston Churchill, when he was visiting during World War II, the Queen of the Netherlands, who was, of course, in abstention. She was, what is the word I'm looking for? During World War II, she had to leave Holland and take refuge here in Canada. And she was visiting the White House in exile, is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah,
and she saw Lincoln's ghost. She fainted when she did.
Well, what is it about these apparitions that they have not moved on to the other side? Why are they hanging around the White House?
That's a terrific question, and it's one Bill and I considered heavily for this book. That's what is so fascinating. It is a matter of theory, but there's one of two theories. A ghost hangs around in one spot as opposed to a spirit that visits and then goes back and, you know, can come and go. There's no question in my mind that the story of Lincoln involves a ghost. His life was cut short, even though it does appear that it was a certain destiny that he fulfilled when he was assassinated, and he feels that he has to continue his work. He is not able to let go of what he thinks he still has to do, and he still watches over the country that he loved so much. The same with George Washington's ghost. The same with ghosts of other presidents. It appears that they still want to do something to help this country and can only do it through the spirit world and come back in the White House because that's what they're familiar with. Should they move on to the other side? Yes, of course. Are they able to? Most yes, apparently a few not. Jackson and, of course, Lincoln particularly among them.
Maybe they're coming back for re-election, Joel.
Yeah, you wonder how they would vote.
Well, I got to tell you, when Bill Clinton was running during his first term, Ronald Reagan was making a speech, and Clinton had this fixation of Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And Reagan was talking about Clinton and Jefferson, and Clinton would try to compare himself to Jefferson, and Reagan in his own way would go, well, now the Democratic candidate, and then I'm not going to sound like Reagan anymore here, but he went on to say that the Democratic candidate, being Bill Clinton, thinks of himself as a Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Reagan went on to say, I knew Thomas Jefferson, and Bill Clinton was not a Thomas Jefferson. Now that I'm talking to you about the haunting of the presidents, I'm wondering if maybe Reagan really did know Thomas Jefferson.
Frankly, you know, it's an interesting point. I hadn't considered it quite that way, nor did Bill, but I tell you, George, it's not impossible. It's not entirely impossible because Thomas Jefferson's ghost had been reported in the White House by Mrs. Lincoln and by several earlier administrations as well. Servants have seen these apparitions of presidents at the White House, visitors, staff members. I spoke to a staff member. He passed away just a couple of years ago, and he had been the upstairs butler or chief of the butler staff, J.B. West.
Uh-huh.
And he talked to me personally about the apparitions that he knew people were reporting to him and that he saw and talked about as recently as the past few decades. And so it's entirely possible that when you think of it that way, you never know.
You never know.
No, you don't, because there's a theory that Richard Nixon may have seen or sensed or felt the presence of Lincoln's apparition also, because one night, mysteriously, for no apparent reason, he asked one of the people who worked there on staff with him, one of the service people, to please go with him to the Lincoln Memorial to pray.